Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're looking at security concerns in the Cape Town Jewish community, especially following an attack on the Alia Expo last week. Joining us on the line to unpack this further, Daniel Block, Executive Director for the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Daniel, good afternoon to you, and thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive. Welcome.
Thanks, Michael. Pleasure to be here. I'm actually in Johannesburg at the moment now, I think I brought Cape weather with me.
Oh, okay. Yes. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the favor, Daniel. Well, at least, it's all dark, but yes, not 300 kilometer an hour winds, as Louis Karpus mentioned earlier on. But welcome once again to the show, Daniel, and welcome to Johannesburg. So, tell us briefly what transpired last week. Hi, Daniel.
Hebrew conversation, otherwise... Hi, can you hear me?
You seem to be breaking. Oh,
Michael,
we've got you now. Yes, we've got you now. Please go ahead, Dan.
Okay. It took place at Marrero Chul last week, and there was a small group that came in the late afternoon, probably 20 anti-Israel activists that came to protest with the usual boards and the usual chants and megaphones. And then at some point it deteriorated and they started getting a little bit aggressive, and we're investigating reports of them attacking and vandalizing vehicles that were driving past. There was SAPS and there was law enforcement on site to protect the people inside and outside. And that's pretty much the crux of what happened last week, Thursday.
Okay, so you say, did I hear you clearly, a small group. How many in numbers?
Probably less than 20. I mean, that's what we see now. You know, these protests are small in numbers. They can't round up enough people. So it's the diehard at 2-3 in the afternoon. You'd wonder why they're not at their job or contributing to society. But they were there in the small number.
Okay. So Daniel, you did mention law enforcement, police were present. Exactly, precisely, what was their reaction?
So they did as much as they could usually do. You know, they make sure that no one's trying to get into the facility unlawfully, that people are at least trying to behave themselves. But what we are investigating is why nothing was done about potential vehicles that were vandalized or tapped that were driving down the road.
Okay.
And that's something that we are investigating.
Indeed. Daniel, okay, so you had this incident last week. At least now we weren't talking hundreds upon hundreds and thousands from what you've just outlined. But ever since October the 7th, anti-Semitic activity since and before and until now, what have you been witnessing down in the Cape?
So we've seen since March last year, actually, a number of protests that take place throughout Cape Town. So at the Jewish Community Center in Gardens, where our offices are by the Board of Deputies, by the Jewish Museum, they've been on the Seapoint Promenade, quite a lot, actually.
Right.
And then obviously we've seen at the Aliyah Expo, another Israel-related event. So there obviously has been quite a surge in protests. There's been you can call it a 600% in anti-Semitic incidents since October the 7th.
Okay.
But very few, negligible in terms of physical, you know, about Joburg's had a couple, Cape Town's had maybe one incident, maybe two incidents of actually physical assault. But for the most part, Jewish way of life is still very much active. We can walk around Cape Town with, you know, with our Yamis and our Magen Davids.
Okay.
And we're safe enough for now.
Indeed.
But remaining vigilant.
Okay, no, certainly. Of course, at this point in time, vigilance, of course, is top order of the day. But Daniel, at the same time, support from authorities and government officials, do you feel that you've got that they've got your back?
Yes, definitely. I mean, if you look at when the protests take place, especially when they've been outside our offices and even at the Aliyah Expo, you know, SAPS and law enforcement were there in numbers to ensure that everybody inside and outside was protected. Mm. So we do feel that we have that protection from security, as well as government, to as much as they can. You know, at the end of the day, I think government and all the law enforcement, their primary concern is the safety of everybody, inside and outside, protesters and non-protesters.
Okay. Daniel, I know we're talking from a Cape Town perspective, as Executive Director of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Are you aware of, do you know of any other anti-Semitic Jewish activities that are going on in the country?
Yeah, of course. Well, we're part of, as the Cape, we're part of our national board of deputies. So obviously, we're always talking about everything that's taking place around the country.
Right.
And as I say, you know, since October the 6th, we say 600%. That's the entire country, not Cape Town,
right,
to be specific. So, you know, between October the 7th and, let's say, the end of December, there was something like 6 incidents of physical assault. I think 5 were in Johannesburg and 1 was in Cape Town, just
okay,
to give you an idea. So we do monitor, obviously, around the country, and the Board of Deputies responds and investigates into every incident and allegation.
Okay. Daniel, just finally, any projects, initiatives of interest happening regarding the Cape, the South African Jewish Board of Deputies? Are there any interesting initiatives happening right now?
Sure.
I'm just throwing it out there. Anything that from a community perspective, you want to just put out there?
Yeah, well, look, a message to the community is be proudly Jewish, be proudly Zionist. Don't be afraid to show it, but obviously be vigilant of your surroundings, be aware, especially on social media,
indeed,
of what's out there, how you respond, and obviously what the response is in return to whatever you say or whatever photograph you put out there. But the message isn't one of hide away and run. It's very much we're proud South African, proud Jewish community, and we need to show it.
Indeed.
Whatever we do.
Indeed, yeah. Daniel, we've just about run out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this afternoon just to give us an update as to exactly what transpired last week in Cape Town regarding the Alia Expo. Daniel Block, Executive Director of the Cape South African Jewish Board of Deputies.